Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Pennies, but could it be set to get some competition from the German-owned outlet New Yorker? It opens its first store in Ireland in the Jervis Shopping Centre in Dublin in a few weeks. It comes as consumers start to think twice about luxury spending amid this energy crisis. And Mae Foley is the senior director with Pradera Asset Managers, which owns the Jervis Centre, and is on the line. Good morning, Maeve.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Remind us who Pradera are.
So Pradera is a specialist retail real estate investment and asset manager with over 26 years experience, 13 offices across Europe and 5 billion euros worth of assets under management. So we opened our first Irish office earlier this year in January and at the same time acquired Jervis Shopping Centre along with our investment partner. And then while we're across Europe, we're very much focusing on local expertise. So I joined them in January. It's nice for me because I actually went to college around the corner from Jervis and I would have spent an awful lot of time at the centre in my younger years. So it's a full circle to come back and be working on it now.
Well, indeed. And how has the purchase worked out of the Jervis Centre for Pradera so far?
You know, I think we're really excited about the opportunity and about the whole area. You know, we see that the north side is going through an awful lot of investment along the Henry Street, Mary Street run, and we see ourselves as part of that. You know, we will have the first New Yorker store. It's the only Penny's in the city. The first Normal store opened last year. There's going to be a brand new Zara and Sports Direct U to open later this year. So, you know, collectively, there's an awful lot happening in the area and we're really excited to kind of be able to take Jervis through to the next stage of its life cycle.
Now, what's the latest on the redevelopment? You mentioned it there briefly of the area around the Carlton Cinema in O'Connell Street. They're going to be your big neighbours if that ever gets off the ground.
Yeah, you know, I think that that's a really interesting site with obviously an awful lot of history around it. And they have some fantastic plans to redevelop it. Look, we would see that any investment in that site and in the area is just positive because, like we said, you know, kind of a rising tide will lift all ships. And anything that will drive footfall awareness and spend to the area is something that we're really excited about. You know, we don't really view ourselves as being in competition with anybody else on the street. We view ourselves as part of the overall street of Henry Street, Mary Street. And anything that will improve and draw people down to the area is a positive. So, look, we welcome any investment in the area.
No, I'm sure you've got great plans for the Jervis Centre, and among them will be to lure more people into the north inner city at night. Is that doable?
Yeah, so we think that there's a great opportunity. You know, if you walk down Grafton Street after hours, as an example, you see an awful lot of people. Even when the retailers have closed, you see a lot of people coming in off side streets, etc.
Isn't that because there's a huge selection of pubs just off Grafton Street, no?
Yeah, there's an awful lot of more F&B and dining in the area. So what we'd love to do is look at, you know, the space we have in Jervis and what our customers are looking to spend their time and money on. So, you know, new uses such as dining, entertainment, leisure. We'd love to be able to draw more people there after hours and give people a reason to stay and spend their money in the area.
Now, you're bringing the fashion chain New Yorker to Jervis. Now, for those of us who are not familiar with New Yorker, how would you describe it?
So New Yorker's a fantastic brand. It's a family-owned German fashion retailer. They've over 1,300 stores globally. They specialise in accessible on-trend fashion. You know, this will be their first store in Ireland and the UK, so we're delighted that they're going to come to Jervis first, and we can't wait to have them open. They're taking 21,000 square feet, so it's a big store, and we think it demonstrates, you know, there's a lot of interest from international brands for high-quality, well-located space in Dublin City, which is a positive.
Okay. Would they be regarded as more expensive than the clothes in Penny's or roughly the same?
I think it's at a similar price point and it focuses on being accessible but yet still delivering quite a on-trend, kind of fashionable mix of products. So, you know, but like we said, I think that anything that will draw people down to the area and then they can cross shop between the two brands is positive. So we think that overall it'll be good for the existing area and it'll be fantastic for Jervis.
And how fast is the fast fashion in New Yorker? You're asking a guy who is not that familiar with the brand. In other words, from what I understand of the market, is you need to constantly be changing the offering and the clothes on offer. Is that what New Yorker does?
I think that's something that New Yorker do really, really well. They're very on trend. They focus on what's happening social media wise, digitally in the world, and then that they're able to kind of keep up with that fashion. So that's one of the features of New Yorker, is that you can kind of get real-time trends at a nice price point, and you can get it quite quickly. And that's always been one of their strong points.
And will New Yorker benefit from maybe people looking at their luxury spending and say, well, maybe I may need to buy more affordable stuff, whether that's in New Yorker or Penney's or whatever?
Yes, definitely. I think that they do really well. Kind of they're a mass marketed brand. So I think that they will give consumers an option to buy, you know, still be achieving kind of a fashion shop, but potentially at a more affordable price.
Okay. Have you noticed any fall off in business in the last few weeks since this Iran war started?
No, I think, look, we're happy to say that our footfall has continued to stay really, really strong throughout the year. So we're up year on year, which is positive. And we still see that, you know, there's a lot of people in the area and looking to spend their money in the right way with the right brands. And that's something that we're really focusing on at Jervis. You know, we want to be able to curate a lineup of retailers that suits, you know, our customer demographic and what they're looking to spend their money on.
And is New Yorker famed for its festival clothes, its concert clothes?
Yeah, I think that that's an area that they do really, really well in, and that they're, you know, they're constantly evolving. They do an awful lot of, you know, the seasonal fashion as well, I think, is really strong for them. So we think that it will be a big, you know, kind of selling point for Jervis and for the brand when it opens.
And what about the age profile? What sort of age profile are you hoping to speak to? And I presume it's mostly women.
Yeah, it's a predominantly female shopper. It's a younger brand, a younger demographic. You know, and we do see an awful lot of a younger shopper in the area. You know, there's a lot of colleges in the area, etc. So we think that it's a really nice fit for Jervis to have the brand here and to kind of provide that consumer with a brand that we know that they'll love.
And when will it open?
Later this year.
And what is that?
Potentially Q4.
Q4. Oh, so it won't be just before Christmas, potentially.
Yeah, yeah. Look, it's a big store, and as we know, it always takes time to fit these things out.
How many square meters will it be?
21,000 square feet.
All right, Maeve, best of luck with it. That's Maeve Foley, their senior director with Pradera, which owns the Jervis Shopping Centre in Dublin City Centre. That's it for now and for this week.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk
with Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland. Helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.